This is Christy Westfall, one of the producers of Health Cetera Radio. 59 are dead. Over 500 are wounded. I was actually thumbing through my random Facebook feed and learned that I actually have a friend, someone that I know, that I work with, that has an amazing family and an amazing future. And she went to a country music concert feeling that she would be safe and instead has been left injured in the mass shooting in Las Vegas that happened recently. My stomach really hasn't stopped churning, and I'm not alone. There's been a lot of normalization of hate and violence over the past couple months, and the United States really seems to be in the middle of a gun violence epidemic. I'm grateful to welcome pediatrician and California senator from District 6, Sacramento, Dr. Richard Pan, to really just help provide some clarity and guidance in these difficult times and really help us to get a better understanding of how to navigate through some of this gun violence. So, Senator Pan, can you tell me a little bit about gun violence in the United States right now?
Well, sure. The incident that happened in Las Vegas was horrifying, and unfortunately, it comes on the heels of horrifying incidents in Pulse nightclub, in Sandy Hook, in the Aurora movie theater, Colorado, Virginia Tech, and we can keep going on and on. And here in California, the shootings that happened in San Bernardino. And so this is an epidemic. Now, I would also make note that as horrifying as what happened in Las Vegas we also need to recognize this also happens in a background of gun violence where those people are in addition to over 30,000 who die every year of gun violence in the United States.
What are your thoughts on what the root cause of this violence is?
Well, certainly one of the things we need is we need to treat gun violence as a public health and public safety issue. And so when we see deaths from motor vehicle accidents incidents, we actually went to work to make cars safer and our roads safer. We didn't go around telling people, well, you know, we can't do anything about it because otherwise it means we're going to take away everyone's car. No, we've worked to make them safer, and we've reduced the number of deaths related to motor vehicles. So we need to study and understand. So you ask, what's the causes? Well, part of the problem is that while we have some ideas, the United States Congress actually defunded our public health agencies from investigating and doing collecting data and studying gun violence. And so what that means is that we don't have research that's well-funded to figure out the answer to that question.
So how is our government able to make policy decisions involving gun violence if they're not funding and supporting research in order to help inform those decisions?
So that means that those debates are happening without strong evidence and with essentially based on ideology. And that is not appropriate. Now, there, of course, is information we can get from other countries. We can look what happened in Australia. And we also note that many other countries have a much lower rate of gun violence. They also have many fewer guns in their country as well. And so we can learn from those other countries. But we also need to fund more research. And, in fact, after San Bernardino here in California, California acted, and including establishing a gun violence research center at the University of California and funding it, and also establishing a violent death database here in the state of California so that researchers can look into this. And, in fact, I have a bill on the governor's desk right now to allow these researchers to also access data on gun restraining orders as well from the Justice Department. So we need to have more studies so we can understand what the root causes are. And so we can make evidence-based policy decisions. And so I certainly call on Congress to fund gun violence research and to collect data so that researchers can try to figure out, so we can understand and have evidence-based discussions about what we should be doing to keep people safe.
How can some of your grassroots followers and supporters get involved in supporting some of your legislation and some of just the education involving gun safety?
Certainly, it's important for people to speak up and say that we cannot tolerate these deaths that are continually happening because of related to guns, that to remain in ignorance about what's causing this, to basically make statements that are not supported by good studies and then not actually conduct those studies, is not acceptable. So it's very important for people to say that, you know, we don't, this is not about taking away people's guns. This is about keeping people safe. So both you know, people cross the aisle, claim that they want to support public safety. Well, this is really important that we understand what it takes to do that. And so Congress needs to fund a significant level research on gun violence and its causes. And so we would have good data in which to make evidence-based policy decisions, and to also understand the policy decisions we made, how well they're working on it. And we should certainly look at data from other countries as well as a start.
So remind me of the name of your bill, because it definitely sounds important and it's on the desk. So remind us all what it is.
So I do have a bill that is basically allowing the Gun Violence Research Center and other researchers to access information on gun violence restraining orders from Department of Justice. And I said, we do have a Gun Violence Research Center that we are funding in the state of California, but we could certainly use more funding, and we could also actually expand on data collection as well, which takes resources as well. So I think that we certainly should be demanding that Congress step up in that regard, and we should also be looking at lessons we can learn from other countries as well as we are gathering data in our own country. But you know, we've seen this happen too many times, and unfortunately, what happened in Las Vegas is the most recent. But you know, you don't want to have to worry that when you go attend a concert, you go to a movie, you drop your kids off at school or at college, that you need to get a phone call later saying that there was an incident and maybe your loved one was killed or injured by gun violence. You know, it's great. You know, I certainly want to praise the heroism of our first responders, of our law enforcement officials, you know, the doctors and nurses and other healthcare personnel who all worked really hard to save lives. But we also permitted this gunman the tools to be able to kill so many people. I mean, in the space of minutes, he was able to kill so many people and wound so many people, hundreds of people wounded, and all those deaths. And so we really need to have a serious conversation in our country, and it's not about waiting till later. There is no later. We need to do this now.
Yeah, it's now. I think that one of the things that's interesting with just change of administration is looking at really evidence and maybe public lack of trusting in evidence and research. And I think that you've spoken to two sides of the point in this conversation. There's been a narrative in terms of families and first responders and people who are affected by this violence, and then the fact that we need research. Research is not the enemy. Research is the evidence, and combined with these personal stories and these narratives that really bring to light, you know, they bring us a little closer to the truth, having both elements combined. So not to have the public afraid of the word evidence, but to realize that evidence and research are so important in making good, solid decisions to promote health and safety.
Actually, that is a what has been a strength of the American character, is that we're a sensible people who look at what the evidence is. This is not a country that in the past has clung to particular religions or ideologies as the way we make decisions. We're a practical people that work together to solve problems. You know, you think about de Tocqueville when he came to visit America in the early days.
Yes.
Saw how we came together, and the fact that we, during World War II, seized technological leadership because we said that, you know, we're the country that works together to solve problems, and we are, you know, take a hard-nosed look at what the facts are. We don't, you know, we're not the type of society or country that's going to just cling to a particular ideology, mm-hmm. or religion or you know, something along those lines. We are, you know, we want to look at the facts, and we're going to work to solve the problems together as a country. And we need to take that approach to gun violence as well.
I absolutely agree with you. I'd like to just end our interview with just a quick pause, just to acknowledge all the victims who've suffered from gun violence across America over the past couple of years. So just a few moments. And thoughts and prayers for everyone that's been affected by all of these disasters. And also a word of encouragement that it's okay if you have that feeling at the pit of your stomach. I do. This is not normal, and we need to speak to that feeling of it not being normal and continue to move forward from that. So, Senator Payne, thank you so much for taking your time to really speak to this important issue.
Well, thank you, and while I appreciate that we took a moment of silence, I also urge everyone who hears this to now no longer be silent and to speak out, and to demand from your representatives in Congress to take action, because we can't continue to be silent in the face of so many of our fellow Americans being injured or killed because of this continuing epidemic of gun violence.
Yeah, so when times are tough, it's also really helpful to know that we do have public health champions like Senator Dr. Pan that exist within our government to really help stand to the evidence, support the people, and just continue to support community health. So thank you for your service. Thank you for your work. Continue forth. And this is Health Cetera, and this story was produced by Christy Westfall.